T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now we'll stick to maybe a little more serious
well,
issues here.
Could be, yeah. Vince Candelora is a state senator. And how long, Senator, first of all, how long have you been in the Senate? You there?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, how long have you been in the Senate?
I've served in the House for, I guess we're going on 15 years.
Okay, so you were in the, what a game in the Senate. You're going to run for the Senate? I guess I jumped the gun here. Okay, so this is one of the things. The Speaker of the House, Matt Ritter, I think it was 2 days ago, it sounded to me as if he's kind of happy that, you know, the governor is making these decisions because it takes some of the heat off the individual members. Is that your sense of this?
Really, of legislative duties, and I think they're more than happy to just let the governor do their job.
So, you know,
it's very little to do with an emergency.
So, you know, it's interesting, though, as they've been, I don't know how many, there was 100, 200, what it was at one point, but now it's
right,
like,
right.
It's just a handful. And I think the one that gets people the most is sort of the mask mandate, whereas, you know, I think the comparison was made today that even in Massachusetts, the governor's not making that call. It's, you know, people, organizations underneath are. So give the argument, you're basically saying that the this capital, you guys are not, you're punting this. The Democrats are punting this to the governor because they don't want the responsibility or you're just deferring to what the governor wants.
Yeah, well, I think they're certainly punting their responsibility, but, you know, the Democrats and the governor are really operating in the extreme universe. There's an all or nothing proposition. What they're saying is the governor needs all legislative powers unequivocally. And mm-hmm. possibly in perpetuity, whereas you have states like Massachusetts that said, you know what, yeah, we do have a pandemic, we have to manage COVID, but you don't need full reign of legislative authority. We're just going to give you the power to regulate vaccine rollout or regulate mask mandate, and it's a very limited delegation of power. In the state of Connecticut, the Democrats have punted everything to the governor.
Yeah,
and so everything is done in secret behind closed doors. There's not an opportunity for the public to weigh in. You know, and some of these decisions that the governor's made have been very problematic in its rollout.
Right.
So, for instance, you know, employers that have to require vaccination for their employees, how does that play with union contracts? What do they do? Do they terminate the employee? What benefits are they entitled to if they're terminated? There's a lot of questions that are unanswered. And if there was a normal process with a public hearing and input, you know, yeah. We could have this deliberative dialogue. Democrats don't want that. They just want to be in a process where they can make a decision and everybody has to live with it. And I don't believe we're in a state of emergency that needs that type of structure.
Just real quick, curveball. One of our colleagues asked this question in an editorial meeting. If you are let go, if you're fired because you don't get the vaccine, can you collect unemployment?
You probably could. If an employer terminates you, if you quit, that's another story.
Right.
So I think, yes, you would be entitled to collect unemployment. Yeah.
Well, just another point when it comes to the governor. As Brian basically pointed out, the number of weapons he now has at his disposal have shrunk considerably. But can he add them whenever he wants?
Yeah, this delegation of power gives him the authority to add any executive order he chooses. So he could begin to regulate businesses again. Oh, he could change the educational structure in the state of Connecticut. He has been delegated with full authority to do whatever he wants. And that's the objection that Republicans have.
Okay.
Primarily, we should, first off, we should be doing it with the, in conjunction with the legislature if we need these laws put in place. But at the very least, these powers should be restricted just to deal with, you know, vaccination rollout.
All right. Representative Vincent Candelora, thank you much for being on. I think we're going to be talking this over more. Well, that was the one thing. It's kind of like a blank check.
Yeah. Is there going to be any special sessions in the offing, by the way? Are we going to have anything coming?
We will have a special session on September 27th, 28th to take this vote on whether or not to grant the governor powers.
Okay.
Now, ironically, there's no discussion about car thefts and juvenile justice.
I know.
To me, that's a much bigger crisis right now that's facing the state of Connecticut.
And I know you've been involved.
We are having more thefts, more injuries, and more deaths as a result of car thefts combined than we do with COVID.
All right. Sadly, Vince, we've got to take a break here. News is coming up. But thank you for helping us make some this morning. Good to have you on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.